Hello, good morning. You're tuned into CNBC TV 18 podcast. I am Anisha Jain. Well, it's the start of a fresh new week lined up with a lot of important cues and events, but it looks like the start will be on the back foot because all ingredients are in place for a manic Monday. First up, the most important local cue, and that one is the exit polls from the five states. Now, all of those exit polls are actually giving some bit of edge to Congress, and that is not necessarily a good news for the markets because remember, these elections were considered the semi-final before the 2019 general elections, and if this is something to go by, the street would be worried whether BJP and NDA can come to a swift victory in 2019 or not. Apart from that, the global cues look weak. The Dow closed 500 points lower. We had the S&P down 2%, Nasdaq down 3%, and in fact, it's the worst week for the indices since March 2018. So clearly, the growth concerns really causing the nervousness in the US markets as well. Separately, the trade tensions remain escalated after the Huawei CFO arrest, and there has been no easing out of those tensions. And add to that, the US economy added just 155,000 jobs versus the expectation of 198,000, and even the wage growth missed the estimates. So clearly, all of these concerns fueling the economic growth slowdown story, and that's the reason the US market tumbled. And it doesn't look it's like the end of it, the carnage that we saw in the last week, because as we speak, the Dow is showing a cut from 150 to 200 points if you look at the futures. Separately, if you look at Asia, that one is coming under immense pressure. Yes, it's off the day's low, but Nikkei is trading with a cut of 1.75%. Kospi, Taiwan, Strait are all down over 1%. And to start off the trade, SGX Nifty is showing a cut of around 100 points, suggesting that we might start around the 10,600 mark. What has really fueled concerns in Asia is the fact that the China trade data has come in weak. So when you look at the trade data for the month of November, the exports in China have grown by 5.4%, and this compares to the expectation of 10%. So a big miss coming when it comes to the November exports. And even if you look at the import, that one grew by just a paltry number of 3%, the slowest growth they have seen since October 2016. So overall, all this is actually fueling the concerns regarding trade tensions, both globally as well as domestically. The demand in China is slowing down. Separately, if you look at the OPEC decision, that has made oil to go above the $62 per barrel mark. Yes, it's still very off from the $86 per barrel that we had seen, but in the last couple of weeks, we had seen crude behaving below the $60 per barrel. It's inched higher. OPEC and its allies have actually agreed to cut down the production by 1.2 million barrels per day in the first 6 months of 2019. The expectation was anywhere between 1 to 1.4 million barrels per day, so it's somewhere in between the expectation, but with this event out of the way, the oil or the crude prices have jumped back. Separately, if you're looking for the cues for this week, there are a lot of events lined up. Of course, tomorrow we'll get the final outcome of those five state elections. But other than that, the winter session of the parliament will start as well. Globally, we'll have to keep an eye out UK because the British Parliament is expected to vote on the Brexit deal. Separately, in the coming week, we have the November CPI, IIP data, as well as November WPI data. And on December 14th, we have the all-important RBI board meeting. So we'll watch out for that. Important level to watch, looks like Nifty is going to start around that 10,600 mark, but the 50-day moving average is at around 10,567, so we'll keenly watch out for that level. But as of now, that's all the cues wrapped up for you. Have a great trading session.